Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Ramblings of Hair Fairy. So I just want to say, first and foremost, thanks to everyone for the lovely, kind, supportive messages on my last podcast. That was awesome. And, you know, I didn't know what way it was kind of going to go. And I'm so glad that people received it in a really positive way. And yeah, so thank you so much. So today I kind of just want to talk a little bit about my business again, just because I kind of want to set some things straight, and I just want to explain a little bit more about what my business is about and why I do what I do and how it's different and what I offer that is a very different and unique experience to another salon. So basically, as I said in my last podcast, I created my business after being on the road for a while with mobile hairdressing and realizing that I got this whole different sense of women when it was a one-to-one situation. They were far more relaxed. They were really open and honest, and I just really liked the interaction on a one-to-one. And I guess maybe I preferred the one-to-one because, as I said, I felt that I could deliver way more value and way more of an experience. And I felt that my work was actually a lot better when I wasn't under pressure or rushed in a normal kind of salon environment. So if I throw back as well also to when I was working in a salon, I always remember the client coming in, sitting in the chair and immediately having this complete like stress rash, or you know, you can tell by somebody's body language if they're really nervous. And I always used to see this, you know, they'd come in, it's super intimidating because everybody that works in the salon is like done up, you know, lots of makeup, lots of hair, fashion is, you know, a big part of the salon culture. And I guess they're coming in to get their hair done and they might have just dropped off three kids on a school run and literally hadn't had time to shower, like, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you're dealing with people living in real lives and, you know, not all of us are done up at all times. But anyway, client comes in, sits in the chair, and typical client, stress rash on her neck or on her chest, I can immediately see. And she is trying to convey to me what she wants from the visit today. And, you know, it's really difficult for the client to actually explain all of this, feel that everybody is listening around the salon, like the clients next to her, the stylist next to her. And yeah, and I guess it's a super intimidating thing. And then they don't really know the lingo. So they're trying to explain to you what exactly they want. And I suppose years ago, we didn't have iPhones and we didn't have the, you know, resources. You went in with a picture of a magazine and you were like, here, what, I want that. And, you know, you were lucky if you got a stylist that was experienced enough to kind of tell you, well, if your hair is that texture and all of those different things, that they could advise you correctly. But anyway, I always used to see this like major kind of fear with the client because of either bad experiences before or somebody not listening to them. And we'd go through the whole consultation and then I would do the colour and then I would do the colour, and then what would happen was, say a walk-in would come in off the street, and, you know, then the salon coordinator would come over to me and they'd be like, Aoife, when you're finished applying this colour, you know, we're going to have you do Anne, who's a walk-in for a haircut in the next 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like I've just put on, we'll say Joan's colour. And we've discussed exactly what we're doing with Joan's colour and cut today. And like, I'm going to have to like see that through, because when it's passed on to John, who cuts her hair, half the time I used to look back over when I'm halfway through the other lady's haircut, I look over and John has just decided to cut Joan's hair into a bob. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not what she wanted at all. And it used to really stress me out. Like I used to be like, oh my God. And then I can feel the client's eyes actually burning my head in the mirror because she's like, you told me you were going to do this. And I absolutely hated that aspect of the hairdressing culture. I didn't like that. You know, it was money making, which of course everything boils down to making money and whatever. But like, why did it have to be that way? Why was this not like getting your hair done is meant to be a treat. It's meant to be something that you look forward to doing. It's meant to be something that, I don't know, I just felt there was such a gap for sort of a holistic approach to this. And that is kind of how then I came up with the concept of Hair Fairy. So how my business is really different is I don't actually take on every job that comes my way. I have a very extensive questionnaire that I send out to clients and I get them to fill it in. And it's all about a, you know, history of where what they've had done before. Have they had any allergies? You know, are they on any medication? Like, it's like quite in detail. And then I also ask them to provide pictures of their hair at the moment, like in the last couple of days. And I also ask for inspiration photographs of what they want their hair to actually look like. So it really gives everybody a clear idea of where they're at now, where they're trying to go, and also I also give them a bit of a price breakdown, because that's also good to know, because you don't want to go and sit in someone's salon and then at the end of it maybe it's not your budget or whatever it is. So it's like trying to accommodate what the client is looking for, and then trying to accommodate the budget and all of that into what they're looking for. I hope that makes sense. And also how it's different is, I suppose, so that's the number one, I suppose, big difference. And then when the client comes in, then I always sit down next to them face to face and we just have a general chat about how they're doing, you know, how their hair sits, you know, bit more history about them. And I also like, you know, I always say this, but the client actually tells you a lot about their hair. As in, if you listen, there's a lot of answers in what they're telling you, like all about kind of how they style their hair, how the hair sits, how, you know, you sort of get breadcrumbs that tell me then what sort of hairstyle is going to be good for this client. Because if she's an active person and she's always in the gym and she's always showering and you know, washing the hair, you know, does she want low maintenance? Is her job, like, is she in law? Like, can she have pink hair? No. So, you know, we go through all those kind of things, lifestyle, and I just kind of take a different approach. I also make sure that my salon is really calm. It's a really lovely space, and I try and make sure that I touch on like all of the senses when a client comes in. So how does the chair feel? How does, you know, I have silk robes that I wrap my clients in when they come in. They're silk kimonos and they are bomb.com. Like, I love those silk robes, because the minute you slip a woman into a silk robe, like, you just see their whole demeanor change. Like, they're just like, oh yeah, this is the way this is meant to feel, you know, instead of like a depressing black cape or black gown and, you know, magazines. I actually don't think I own magazines at my shop, like at my studio. I don't think I have any, because mostly I love to have the chats with my clients. I love to have banter. I love to find out about them as a person, about their life. I love to, you know, share aspects of my life with them. And, you know, it's just, it's been a real learning experience for me as a stylist and as a human. I've learned, and as a woman, I've learned so much from all of these women in these broad, diverse spectrums, you know. Like, I have women that are mothers, I have women that are, you know, in law, I have women that are, I don't know, like, they're TDs. I've got every, you know, whatever. It's, you know, people from all walks of life, and I love the diversity of that, and it really keeps me inspired and passionate about going to work every day. And I guess that I just love women. I love that a woman understands, like, they understand everything that you're going through and that you've gone through, most likely, and they just understand it from your perspective. They understand the pressures that we have and all of that sort of stuff. So I really adore that aspect of my work. And lately, another thing that I've really been loving is, and that's quite different, is I've been doing so much work on free painting and surface painting, and, you know, and using actual paintbrushes, and just, like, I've really just let down all of my walls with creativity, and, you know, realizing that I'm in the game so long that, like, there are different ways to do things, and I just love exploring, like, different patterns of how to do color placement, and, you know, different brushes, different textures, different feels. And each client's hair has different needs, and each client has different wants, and I love the challenge every day, just being pushed to create art, I suppose, without sounding too artsy fartsy or whatever. But yeah, and also then I love to, my studio, like, I really focus on the scent in there as well. Like, I have these really nice, they're kind of like burners, I suppose, like incense. I burn incense quite a lot, and I like it to be really peaceful and all of that jazz, as I've said before, and I focus on the music kind of being nice and calm, or I ask the client, what kind of music do you like? And, you know, put on something that they're comfortable with. And, you know, it's just a bit of a different approach, you know. I love what I do. I'm so blessed that every day I get to go in and, you know, every day it's different. My job is never the same every single day, and I absolutely love that. And it keeps me so passionate and so interested. Yeah, what else is different about my studio? Let me think. The sight, though, so sound, touch, smell. Oh yeah, I'm very passionate about, you know, giving the clients some, you know, either I always have nice healthy snacks, or I have unhealthy snacks, or I have really nice, you know, refreshments and water and herbal teas, and I have a little bit of everything for everybody. Like, I'm really conscious of that also, and I guess I'm really starting to know my client. Like, my client is a woman who is very in touch with herself, and she's a woman who loves, you know, she's a very, I've one word that always sticks out in my mind about my customers or my clients, and I always say to myself, they're really aware people. They're very in tuned, they're very intuitive, and they're into self-care, they're into, you know, yoga, they're into walks, they're into meditation, they're into mindfulness, they're into healthy eating, you know, they're into exercise, they're into personal development, growth. You know, that is my classic client. I literally know her now a mile away, and I guess there's an element of myself in those people because they're all the things that I'm passionate about. And I guess because I put myself out there a bit on my social media, that is the type of client that I attract back. So it's so important for me to be authentic in my brand and in my business. And that's why even doing this podcast, I'm trying to just let people know a bit more about me and a bit more about what I do. And, you know, other weeks is going to be different topics that I'm going to talk about and very personal stuff. And, you know, I just want people to have a bit more of a rapport maybe, or feel a little bit less nervous coming to me if they know, well, I kind of feel like I know her, you know. So that's sort of what I'm doing here. And also starting a podcast, and you know, that was always a bit of a, oh, I'm a bit scared to do that. So I always try and push forward to things that frighten me, because I know that that is where the growth is. There is no growth in staying still. There's no growth in becoming stagnant. And I know myself through all of the years, nothing great ever comes from a comfort zone. Like, it just doesn't. And it doesn't matter what people say, you know, once you're trying your absolute best and it fuels you and it gives you passion and life, do whatever is best for you. But again, this is where I'm like, holy crap, I'm actually rambling. But another thing I wanted to touch on today on this episode was stories that we tell ourselves. Like, we tell ourselves ridiculous stories, or we've had stories put on our subconscious minds, which I call the hard drive, which is your computer, which is in your head. So what stories have you been told? You know, maybe you've been told, oh, you can't, you could never, you know, have your own business, or no, you're not good at numbers, or no, you're, you know, you couldn't do that. But like, stories are just so limiting and so damaging to your beliefs, or to what you're going to actually do in your life. So I really feel, I always try and look at what stories am I telling myself, you know, and whether that be in business of, you know, like I had this story which was always like, oh, I can't have Saturdays off. And then I really sat and looked at that story and was like, well, why? Why can't I have Saturdays off? Like, who said that? Like, why work for myself? And, you know, I was like, oh, because the clients dictate the Saturday and this and that. And I was like, I work so hard, and most of my clients are super accommodating, and they will come whenever I'm free, as they know that I'm really busy all the time. But yeah, I was telling myself this stupid story about the Saturday, that I couldn't have Saturdays off. And, you know, I still do work Saturdays, but I'll only do every couple. I don't tend to do every single Saturday anymore, because I just feel that I did work them from the age of 15 or younger. I've worked every Saturday my entire life, and I just do not want that for my life. Like, I want to have a weekend. I found that friendship suffered because I wasn't around on weekends, and, you know, everybody's off at those times. It's no good being off during the week when there's nobody off with you, you know, you're on your own. So, and my job is, obviously I work for myself, so it can be quite isolating at times. So I was like, no, I need to take the Saturdays, and it's been the best thing ever. But like, in life there's so many different stories and that we tell ourselves. And even if I just remind you today to just have a little look in your life of things that aren't, maybe things that aren't serving you or things that you don't feel happy about, and think to yourself, how can I change that story? You know, you are the only one that has power over that. You are the only one that has control over your own life, and nobody is going to do it for you. You are the only one that can do that. So, and just know that there's an answer to absolutely everything. Everything is always figure outable, as Marie Forleo says, who's a self, or she's a growth self, Marie Forleo. Anyway, you can look into her. She's an entrepreneur. She's awesome. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of just what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today. And yeah, so look at the stories. What are you telling yourself? I've told myself so many stories. Like, you know, you hear from your parents, you hear from your siblings, you hear from your spouse, maybe, like, just whatever it is, fuck that shit, let it go, and create a new story, and live your life. So I'm going to leave it there. That is my rambling for today. And if anybody, again, wants to contact me, you can contact me on, I'm at Hair Fairy Dublin on Instagram, or you can send me an email at hairfairydublin@gmail.com. And I hope I haven't bored you too much today, but I just really wanted to cover those topics on this week's episode, and I'm really looking forward to filming or to recording some more for you guys and having some more truths, I suppose. So if you're, have a good day or have a good evening, whatever you're up to. And yeah, catch you on my next one. Bye.